This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. New Mexico today took its first major regulatory step towards legal production of recreational marijuana, publishing lengthy proposed rules for cannabis businesses that outline future licensing fees, quality controls, audit requirements, and criminal background checks for producers. The State Regulation and Licensing Department announced the start of a public comment period that will culminate with a June 29th hearing as the agency asserts control over recreational marijuana. Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed the legalization bill in April. It authorized recreational marijuana sales no later than April 1st next year. The law, beginning this June 29th, will allow people age 21 and over to possess up to 2 ounces of marijuana. By next April, people will be allowed to grow up to 6 plants at home or 12 per household. The state faces a September 1st deadline to begin issuing licenses to producers. That should allow time for growers to scale up production so they can meet initial market demand. Public schools across New Mexico have rejected state funding to increase learning time after parents and teachers pressured school boards to turn the funding down. From Albuquerque to Carlsbad, schools are rejecting the addition of 25 days to elementary school calendars. Some school districts, like Santa Fe, have accepted a 10-day addition. Still, resistance from parents and teachers to extended learning is a blow for the state legislature after it funneled another $200 million to the effort to increase reading and math proficiency. New Mexico's education system routinely ranks last in the U.S. About 80% of its students are covered by a court ruling that found education falls short of constitutional standards, while two-thirds of its third graders are not proficient in reading and a similar fraction is behind in math. Those statistics are expected to worsen due to the pandemic, as legislative analysts highlighted that students are behind anywhere from 6 to 30 weeks, depending on the subject. State officials today said a wildland firefighter was critically injured while fighting a wildfire on private land in southwestern New Mexico near the U.S.-Mexico border. The Forestry Division of the State Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department said the firefighter works for the U.S. Forest Service and was injured yesterday while fighting a fire in the Animas Mountains in Hidalgo County. The firefighter's identity wasn't released. Division spokeswoman Wendy Mason said that the firefighter is a member of an elite hotshots crew, but that information on how the firefighter was injured wasn't immediately available. The firefighter is in critical condition today at a hospital in El Paso. The fires burned about 350 acres in very rugged terrain along the Continental Divide. Its cause is under investigation. New Mexico's new rules to limit most venting and flaring in the oil field as a way to reduce methane emissions are now in effect. State officials are billing the rules published today as some of the strongest gas capture requirements in the nation. New Mexico's rules also apply to midstream businesses, which collect natural gas from wells for processing. The first phase of implementation is data collection and reporting to identify natural gas losses at every stage of the process. With this, regulators will then require operators, from those that manage pipelines to smaller wells and other infrastructure, to capture more gas each year. The target is capturing 98% of all natural gas waste by the end of 2026. If operators fail, regulators can deny drilling permits. The rules are one part of an approach by the state to address climate change. Still pending are rules being drafted by the Environment Department that would target oil field equipment emissions. This is KUNM.